The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
A new study has found that hundreds of thousands of children and young people are at risk of permanent hearing loss due to listening to loud music through headphones. The research published in the British Medical Journal has provoked calls for a government campaign warning young people of the consequences of loud music through headphones. I'm joined now by clinical audiologist Dr. Sandra Cummings. Sandra, good morning.
Good morning, Pat, and thanks for having me on.
Now, these findings, are you surprised?
No, not at all. From time to time, we do see young people who particularly listen to a lot of loud music. We are starting to see the signs of early noise-induced hearing loss in this population. The issue, though, is that people are not aware, or young people, in fact, are not aware that noise-induced hearing loss is permanent. It cannot be reversed. And so, you know, we'd certainly want a public campaign to make young people aware of this, because it is becoming a real problem. And I'd say in 10 or 20 years' time, it's going to be a bigger issue.
Now, the idea of using in-ear headphones, which many people do, either for work purposes, for telephone calls and so on, or for recreational purposes, listening to music, that you can adjust the level to where you can hear perfectly, but also you're comfortable and you're hearing everything you want to hear. Why are people pushing up the volume?
So this is the issue. These supraoral headphones, the ones that cover your ear, are much better at noise cancelling. And so you don't have to crank up the volume. If, for example, you're on a noisy Lewis in a noisy place, if the in-the-ear earpods, noise cancelling isn't significant enough. So you have to crank up the volume to enjoy your music, or have it at a level that you find enjoyable. Whereas the supraoral headphones, are the noise cancelling is far better, and you don't need those dangerous noise levels, particularly when you're surrounded by a lot of ambient noise.
So if you are wearing headphones in a noisy environment, it could be on an aircraft, although the noise is probably not at dangerous levels on an aircraft,
the ambient noise.
But wherever you are, if you have noise-cancelling headphones, which are over-ears, as they call them, they're much more effective than in-ears at doing that job.
Absolutely, yes.
The question then of when this damage it becomes evident. I mean, how many hours a week? How long does it take for persistent damage to take place? Because all of us over the years have been at very loud concerts, for example, and we emerge with tinnitus when we leave the concert hall, which does fade over time, although for some, tragically, it remains.
Yeah. So, you know, in the workplace environment, you're allowed to be exposed to 85 decibels for 8 hours a day based on a 40-hour week. This is in a controlled environment. These people are having hearing assessments every year. There is an intensity time trade-off with noise exposure. So if you make it a little bit louder, that 92 decibel now only allows you 38 minutes. You make it a little more louder, now you're only allowed to be exposed to that sound for half an hour. And at noise levels, at concert noise levels or loud earpod levels that some people listen to, you're really only allowed to be exposed to 19 minutes. You know, and often people listen to music much longer than that. So it's that there is definitely an intensity time trade-off. So you have to be aware that if you're listening to music for extended periods at a loud volume, there can be permanent hearing loss taking place, as well as tinnitus, which you mentioned.
Now, the decibel levels, I mean, it's not a linear scale.
It's not.
A logarithmic scale, so that,
exactly,
you know, 60 decibels is not two-thirds of 90.
No. And that's why if you crank it up a few decibels, it equates to a much louder volume. And that's what people don't understand. Particularly when there's a lot of background noise, it's hard to judge how loud your music really is.
The question of diagnosing that hearing loss, how extreme does it have to be before people begin to say to themselves, I really didn't hear you, sorry?
Yeah, that's it. So, you know, if you keep on having to ask for clarification, if you start to find yourself being annoyed or irritated, or I'm not going to ask a third time, or if you're worried, at all worried, particularly in noisy environments. So the problem with noise-induced hearing loss is that it affects our higher frequencies, which are the most important frequencies for speech recognition. And so if you're in a noisy pub and or a dinner party and you're struggling to hear, it's because the hearing is affected in the higher frequencies. And ambient noise makes the hearing in higher frequencies more difficult. So, you know, if you have a gut feeling, I think I'm just missing out, I'm asking for clarification too many times, maybe have it checked out by a diagnostic audiologist, because you need a full assessment. There may be other problems at bay as well, you know.
Now, one of the things you said earlier in our conversation is you can't restore hear loss. So physiologically, what's happening to the ear? What are the receptors and how are they damaged?
So what happens is, you know, we've all been to a rock concert. You come out of it, your ears are buzzing. It feels like you've got cotton wool in your ears. Those hair cells respond to sound, so they vibrate. And in normal spoken speech or normal conversation, they're vibrating at a certain level. You go to a loud place, those hair cells are vibrating significantly more than a normal situation. So they become exhausted. They can only vibrate so much, and eventually they're going to lie down flat. That's when you leave the rock concert. 24 hours later, 48 hours later, they start just to come and stand up again and can function normally. If you do that too many times, they never come up to their normal resting state. They will always lie flat, just like a person exhausted. And that's when hearing loss takes place. So it can never be restored. They are busy with stem cell research, but this is way down the line. So for the moment, it's just exhausting your hair cells. And there is normal. The world is a noisy place. We're being exposed to noise normally on a day-to-day basis.
So there's no way to get those little follicles to stand up again. That's the reality of it.
That's the problem, yeah. And remember, young people don't realize that as we get older, our hearing is naturally going to deteriorate. So that's a given for most people. On top of that, if you have noise exposure, it's just going to make you needing hearing treatment or something, you know, hearing aid or whatever, earlier than you may well have needed.
Now, on our station recently, I heard an item about the bass that can be inaudible, but which makes people want to dance. It seems extraordinary, but you can't actually hear certain frequencies. Those unheard frequencies, can they damage the range in which you need to hear?
Not to that extent. Certainly there's very high frequencies that we can't hear that dogs can hear. They aren't in that critical range of speech recognition. So really speech is from about, 250 hertz to 8,000 hertz. Those are the most important frequencies that we need to recognize speech. And those are the frequencies that we use when we do a full hearing assessment. So, yeah.
One of my texters, Nora, says, I have a constant battle with my son about the level he listens to music. I'm trying desperately to educate him. Now, whether that's off speakers or whether that's and therefore annoying the rest of the house or whether it's on in-ears, there's a rule of thumb about in-ears. Someone close to me wearing in-ears and whether or not I can hear their music.
Yes. So the 1 meter rule applies, and this is an easy rule that anyone can apply. If you're standing 1 meter away from someone who's listening to music and you can hear what's being played, it's too loud. So that 1 meter rule applies. And if you can hear it, they should turn down the volume. Absolutely.
The other question is about hearing aids and how, you would not like to think that self-induced damage was such that a young person might have to get a hearing aid. But how does that hearing aid work, given that the little follicles are flattened anyway? How does a hearing aid deliver those frequencies that you desperately need to retain?
Well, the hearing aid is going to amplify those frequencies where you need more sound. So it gives it a bigger boost and able to use the residual hearing that is left in those hair cells, which then transmits to the auditory cortex. So it's going to target the frequencies where you need help.
Yeah.
It just gives a stronger boost, which can get the message.
And this is the reason I'm asking that question is because if you're boosting those frequencies, which have maybe damaged your follicles, will the hearing aid itself damage the follicles because you've amplified certain frequencies?
Yeah, but hearing aids are very, very controlled. There is a maximum power output set in any hearing aid. So, for example, if you were a hearing aid user and a loud explosion occurred next to you, there's a maximum power output where the hearing aid literally shuts down. So nothing can be emitted. So it almost protects you in a way if you have an enclosed ear canal. So there is a maximum output. And the levels that hearing aids are providing are in acceptable levels. We're not talking about 100 to 110 decibel. It's really just in the speech range is what we want to be hearing, which is around about 55, 65 decibels.
And the last question really is about differences between individuals. Are there some people who naturally can tolerate louder sounds than others, or are we all engineered pretty much the same? And the reason for that is a statement from one of our texters. He says, it scares me when I lend an earphone to someone to listen to and they wince at how loud I have it, but that's a normal volume to me.
So what is normal for him may not be normal for everyone else. If you have a hearing loss, you are for sure turning up the volume. You know, you've walked into someone's sitting room and they're watching TV and say, oh my word, please turn that down. For them, it's an acceptable level because they have hearing loss. So that's why they need to turn it up. So if someone says that to you, then you might question your own hearing. And certainly there are people that can tolerate noise more than others, young people who have normal hearing. We all have a level of acceptability in terms of what we'll tolerate. But if it's obviously louder than someone else, then for sure have your hearing checked.
So that texture
may not be normal.
Has hearing loss. No doubt about that. All right, Dr. Sandra Cummings, clinical audiologist, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.